Talking today with Andy Bennett, a resource conservationist with the NRCS offices. Andy, one of the things you're talking about today is some of the changes that's coming to the Conservation Stewardship Program. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the Conservation Stewardship Program has been around for a number of years now. We've been in the current form since about 2010, and there's been a movement to try to improve things. We've got enough years of background to know there are improvements we can make in the program. And so we're taking that step to make some improvements to the program, make it a little easier for the producers to use and to provide more environmental benefits.
It was kind of explained to me that you're taking some of the available enhancements that you all offer and you're kind of making it more tailor-made to specific farmers' operations here in the local areas, making it more from that national point to a more local level.
That is one of the advantages that we have in the new CSP is we're able to both modify the enhancements that we use to make them more applicable to Oklahoma conditions, and the whole ranking process, the process for producers to get into the program, had previously been done by a process that was from the national level, and now we have a lot more flexibility to adapt that process to make sure it reflects Oklahoma conditions and what Oklahoma producers are doing.
So how do they get that process kind of going? How do they navigate these decisions? Is it best just to go to visit your local NRCS office, or what questions should they be asking, I guess?
The first thing to do is to go to the local NRCS office. We are currently in a sign-up for the Conservation Stewardship Program. We take applications at all times, but this sign-up for this year's funding lasts till February 3rd. So if you're not signed up already to be considered, you need to go in and sign up. But the local district conservationists, we will be able to help you go through the process and talk to you about your operation, the kind of enhancements you might consider for your operation, and how the whole process of getting into the program works.
Mm-hmm. And for those of them that aren't already in the system, what kind of things do they need to know to get eligible for this program?
For the program, you need to be eligible through the Farm Service Agency, the standard eligibility. So if a producer already participates in FSA programs, many of the things they'll need to do are already taken care of. We will need to look at all the land that you have control of, because for this program, it's a program for operators of the land, so you have to be the operator of record at the Farm Service Agency, and it is a five-year program, and you need to be able to document you have control of the land for the full 5 years that you would be participating in the contract. So you might want to get together things like lease agreements and other documentation. And you also want to have some documentation of what your management system is now, because that's a big part of evaluating whether you'll be eligible for the program.